Nearly 1 in 3 Americans have more emergency savings than a year ago, Bankrate survey. A sizable number of Americans have seen their emergency savings rise in 2025 compared with last year, but a significant proportion continue to face difficulties meeting emergency expenses from their savings alone, according to a recent report from consumer services company Bankrate. Nearly 1 in 3 of U.S. adults have more emergency savings now than they did a year ago, the company said in the February 13 Emergency Savings Survey report. This is the same share as 2024 and is up from 26% in 2023. The annual survey, polled in January, was conducted among more than 1,000 individuals. The number of households reporting more savings than 1 year ago has been steadily increasing, said Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate. This is evidence that as the pace of inflation has slowed, it has enabled more Americans to make progress in building, or rebuilding, their emergency savings. The 12-month inflation in January 2025 was 3%, down from 6.4% in January 2023. Meanwhile, the share of U.S. citizens who say they have less savings now than they did a year back has been declining. This year, 27% of respondents reported such a trend, down from 32% in 2024 and 39% in 2023. While many people are saving more for emergencies, only 41% of Americans were in a position to pay for such unexpected expenses, such as $1,000 in emergency room visits or car repairs, from their own savings. This is down from 44% compared to last year and is the lowest since 2021. After savings, credit cards were the top choice of people when financing $1,000 in emergency expenses, with 25% of respondents opting for this path. This is up from 21% in 2024. The cost of living continues to rise, prompting more individuals and households to turn to credit cards when in a bind, said Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick. They are a terrific tool when used wisely and effectively. But with interest rates still high, we need to avoid a deepening debt burden which could make it more challenging to save. A Bankrate report from January revealed similar findings about challenges faced by Americans to afford $1,000 in emergency expenses. A full 59% were found not to be in a position to use their savings to cover such costs, up from 56% last year. Hamrick characterized America as essentially a paycheck-to-paycheck nation. Fewer Americans have a financial safety net to meet unexpected expenses despite steady economic growth and low unemployment levels, he said. Low savings, debt issue. The U.S. personal savings rate, the percentage of income left after paying taxes and spending money, has been at a low level since the COVID-19 pandemic, according to data from the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Before the pandemic, the rate remained largely above the 5% level. During the pandemic, the rate shot up into the double digits as Americans were forced to stay in their homes. As people began withdrawing from the accumulated savings, the rate began to drop. Since 2022, the personal savings rate has mostly remained below 5%, only breaching the level in a few instances. Persistently elevated inflation is one contributor to low savings. While the 12-month inflation rate has come down over the past years, the long-term effect of inflation has resulted in rising prices of goods and services. St. Louis Fed data shows that between January 2021 and January 2025, the average price of a dozen Grade A eggs jumped by over 237%. During this period, the cost of a gallon of whole fortified fresh milk increased by 16%, a pound of white pan bread jumped more than 24%, and a pound of fresh whole chicken rose by nearly 30%. As household expenses keep rising because of inflation, people are left with little to no money to save. Amid low savings and high inflation, Americans are also stressed by debt. A February 13 study by digital personal finance company Achieve found that 26% of U.S. households had accrued debt over the past 3 months, slightly lower than the 28% from the previous study. The latest household debt data shifted slightly in a positive direction, but we can't ignore the long-term financial impact debt has on consumers, said Achieve co-founder Andrew Hauser. For people struggling to make ends meet and who feel like they have no other option but to take on more debt, it can take months, if not years, to regain financial stability.